You bought the ticket. The program is folded in your hand. The race is 20 minutes away. And then the board changes. Your horse has a line through it. Scratched, it isn't going to run. So what happens to the money? The answer depends on what you bet, where the race is being run, and when the scratch happened. This episode works through those one at a time. This episode is produced by Graded Stakes and narrated with a synthetic voice. Graded Stakes is an independent North American horse racing reference publication. There's no host here, no tipster, and no picks. Everything in this episode comes from published rules and the sourced guide on the Graded Stakes site. And those rules were reviewed on July 27th, 2026. Nothing here is betting advice, and wagering is entertainment that costs money. So only risk what you're comfortable losing. A scratch is the withdrawal of a horse from a race after entries have already been taken. Once it's scratched, the horse is out of the field, and any money already bet on that betting interest has to be handled under the pari mutuel rules that apply at that track. Scratches come from a few directions. A trainer or an owner can request a withdrawal under the track's procedures. A regulatory or association veterinarian can scratch a horse that doesn't pass a required examination, and the stewards can order one too. Veterinary list consequences and the requirements for returning to racing vary by jurisdiction. Timing is the part most people skip past. A horse scratched before betting opens never appears in the pool. A late scratch is different. If wagering has already started, or the horse is scratched at the gate, money is already in the pool, and the system has to undo it after the fact. Every rule in this episode exists because of that second case. Two program terms matter here because a scratch can pull a horse into a race as well as out of one, and also eligible can start if a spot opens up under the race conditions. A main track only entrant runs only if a turf race is moved to the main track. Start with the simplest ticket: win, place, and show. Straight wagers on a scratched betting interest are generally refunded. New York's thoroughbred racing rule says that when a horse is excused after betting has begun, the money bet on that horse is returned. Now IRA's current wagering guidance says the same for win, place, and show tickets at its tracks. A refund is your stake back. It isn't a payout, and it doesn't depend on how the race is run. Bet $10 to win on a horse that gets scratched, and $10 is what you're owed. How you collect depends on where you bet. An online account is normally credited once the scratch is processed, and a paper ticket has to be presented for the refund. Now, the exotics. Exacta, Quinella, Trifecta, Superfecta. All inside one race. Think of one of those tickets as a bundle of separate combinations rather than a single bet. Under NYRA's current guidance, combinations that contain a late scratch are refunded. Across Exacta, Quinella, Trifecta, and Superfecta wagers. Combinations that don't contain the scratched horse can stay live, as long as enough betting interests remain to satisfy the wager under the host rules. Say you buy a $1 trifecta box using four horses. A trifecta needs first, second, and third in any order. So that's 4 × 3 × 2, which is 24 combinations. At $1 apiece, the ticket costs $24. Now one of those four is scratched. Every combination containing that horse comes out. What's left is a three-horse box, and that's 3 × 2 × 1, which is 6 combinations, or $6. So you're refunded the difference, $18, and you're holding a live $6 ticket. Be clear about what that refund covers. Under a combination refund rule, you get back the money on combinations that can no longer happen. It doesn't compensate you for the separate fact that losing a horse may have changed how the race sets up. Here's where it stops being simple. Doubles, pick threes, pick fours, pick fives, pick sixes. These are the wagers, where a scratch genuinely produces different outcomes depending on where the race is run and which pool you're in. There are three treatments in play: a refund, a substitution, where another horse is swapped in for your selection, or a consolation payout, calculated from a separate share of the pool. Published rules in two states show how far apart those can sit. In New York, the daily double rule refunds tickets containing a horse scratched before the sequence starts. Once the sequence is underway, tickets pairing the first race winner with the scratched horse become consolation tickets, paid from the net pool. Still in New York, the pick five and pick six rules work differently. You can swap the selection or cancel the ticket before the first leg runs. Otherwise, the wager converts to what the rule calls the designated horse, the betting interest with the most money in that race's win pool at the close of win betting. In California, the pick three rule refunds all wagers containing the scratched interest, and once the sequence has started, it computes a consolation payout for tickets, combining the other winners with the scratched horse. No favorite gets substituted. And in that same state, the select four substitutes the actual favorite, measured by the amounts wagered in the win pool at the start of the race. So one state pays a consolation in one pool and substitutes in another, and the other state does the same thing in the opposite direction. Any sentence that starts, "In horse racing, a scratch in a pick four means," is missing the qualifier that actually decides the answer. One practical note on substitution. In the rules cited here, the replacement is determined from money in the win pool for that leg, not from the morning line printed in the program. Those two favorites are not always the same horse. There's one more case, and it catches people out. Sometimes, two horses run as a single wagering interest. That's a coupled entry, because the wager may select the unit rather than an individual horse. A scratch doesn't automatically produce the result you would expect. New York's refund rule states the distinction directly. At a track with totalizator capability, if a single horse within an entry is scratched, wagers on that individual horse are refunded, but wagers selecting the entry itself continue. They now stand on whichever horse or horses remain. Only when every horse in the entry or the field is scratched are all of those wagers refunded. Put concretely, if you took the coupled one and 1A, and the 1A is scratched, your ticket is still live on the one. Nothing comes back, because the interest you bet is still running. So here's a short list worth checking. Before and after. Read the host track's own scratches and changes page for the card you're betting, rather than a third-party summary. Churchill Downs publishes one. Confirm whether a turf race has been moved to the main track, because that activates main track-only entrants and scratches others. Note how many betting interests are left, because some pools require a minimum field to be offered. Before you buy a multi-race ticket, find the host track's stated rule for scratches in that specific pool. Refund, substitution, and consolation are three different outcomes. And after a scratch, recheck your ticket and your account balance, instead of assuming the adjustment matched what you expected. None of this reduces to one rule, because pari-mutuel wagering is governed by the rules of the host jurisdiction and the terms that apply to the pool. Two accounts can show different outcomes on what looks like the same bet. Rules are amended from time to time, and tracks and account providers publish their own house procedures. So, check the current rule for the host track. Every rule described here was reviewed on July 27, 2026, against published regulation text and official track guidance. The full guide, with the exact citations and links, is at gradedstakes.com/betting/scratches and refunds. That's gradedstakes.com/betting/scratches and refunds. One last reminder, wagering is entertainment, not income. It should only cost what you can afford to lose, and if it stops feeling optional, step away and use the responsible gaming resources your track or account provider publishes. This has been the Graded Stakes Podcast.